Insight on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Tarot International. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Tarot. TERO.com. And the Iowa Business Journals, news and information for small to mid-sized businesses. IowaBusinessJournals.com.
It is Friday. That means Jeff Fitz is with us. He is the managing editor of CityView. They know what to do because he works at CityView, and they got all kinds of stuff going on this weekend into next week. Jeffrey, what's your list looking like today?
List?
Yeah, well, I understand that there's basketball being played all over.
Basketball?
That's what I heard. That's what I wrote around.
Fill out a bracket?
I don't know anything about that.
No?
No, I don't. I don't.
You ever fill out a bracket?
No.
Never?
Never. Not even a beer bracket. I don't know what that is either. So, no, I haven't. I'm sorry. I just, you know.
Right. Yeah, you should. I didn't fill one out this year either. I'm thinking I've been too busy, but I'm thinking about starting one for the round of 32, just a little bit late.
Round of 32? You mean there's more of this?
Well, there's six rounds, so we're in round one. Tomorrow will be round two.
Okay. So it goes on till what, August?
No, that's the beauty of the tournament. It goes fast. So, I don't know, middle of April probably.
Okay.
Good championship game.
Just in time for Cubs to come back, right?
I just wrote the Cubs preseason preview.
There you go.
Season preview.
It's coming up.
Yeah.
All right, what's going on?
Well, basketball was top of my list. Well,
everybody's down there.
I would imagine.
You know,
with the weather, I'll bet it's hopping down there.
I talked to several people. They were closing their offices. Closing them.
Really?
So that they could go watch basketball. Some people got this bad.
No, they do call it March Madness.
I guess, yeah. Crazy. So down at the well, huh?
Playing basketball. Down there. Yeah, I think Iowa's playing right now. Not down there, but on TV. Hopefully they'll win. And Iowa State? I don't even know. Okay. Also tonight, Catch Me If You Can. You remember that movie?
Yes,
I
do.
So they're doing a play at the Playhouse about that story.
That guy,
the guy,
Catch Me If You Can guy. What's his name?
Frank Abagnale Jr.
Yes, Frank Abagnale Jr. was in Iowa not too long ago, doing a thing with AARP. He's under contract, or was under contract, with AARP, talking about fraud.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, that's a big deal. Yep.
Takes one to know one.
It is. Great story.
So he successfully poses as a pilot, a doctor, a lawyer. When his lies catch the attention of the FBI, Agent Carl Hanratty pursues Frank across the country based on the hit film and true story.
Yep. Neat story.
It is kind of wild. All right, this weekend at the Iowa State Fairgrounds, Saturday, Sunday.
Gun show?
No.
No? Shoot.
Well, there may be a gun show. I didn't see it. But Des Moines New Age Psychic Fair.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, the look.
Oh, yeah? It's Psychic Fair.
Yeah, what do you think of that? You ever?
No.
No?
No. I know people that really get into that, though.
Are you, superstitious?
No.
Not even that?
No. Just
horoscope? What's your sign?
Aries.
Figures.
As a matter of fact, it's coming up. It's coming up. Aries coming up. Yeah, April.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
Your birthday's coming up, huh?
That's right.
All right.
89. Close to it someday.
You were born in 1889.
1889. Yeah, that's it.
All right, also this weekend, my favorite murder.
Really?
You hear about this? No. Coming to the Civic Center, my favorite movie, my favorite murder, is the hit true crime comedy podcast hosted by Karen Kilgariff.
Yes.
And Georgia Hardstark. And apparently they've put together some kind of show.
Yes.
They're traveling based on that. Avid crime enthusiasts.
Avid.
Mm-hmm. They're also stand-up comedian, TV writer, so they...
Well, they got it all.
Yeah.
I mean, they got it all.
They got it all.
You know, they don't need no more money. I mean, they got it all. They got all the talent.
iTunes Comedy Podcast Top 10 Chart. I didn't know there was a Top 10 Chart.
I didn't either.
Should be. Well, there is. All right. All right, also this weekend, Sunday Winter Concert Series at the Botanical Center. We've talked about this a lot.
Yes.
This weekend is Dennis Big Daddy Kane.
Dennis Big Daddy Kane. What is it?
That's a great name.
Yeah, it is. Big Daddy. That's Sunday?
That's Sunday.
All right.
Matt Woods is next Sunday.
You know what I'm doing Sunday?
What? Oh, yeah. Tell me.
I'm at the Bike World.
Bike World? What's going on there?
Well, that's a ladies' Sunday.
Ladies.
Me and Heidi Soliday. Do you remember Heidi Soliday?
Yeah, sports, Channel 8.
Yeah. So Heidi and I are emceeing the Ladies' Day event with Bike World out Bike World West out in West Des Moines.
Hmm.
So, yeah, we're doing stuff. I don't know what we're doing.
Might be something.
Standing there, shaking paws. And
did they still have the bar? Is there a difference between guys and girls' bikes anymore?
I haven't been on a bike in a long time. Most road bikes have the bar. You know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is, you know, many times girls' bikes, women's bikes, did not have a bar in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was like scooped out.
Yep.
And I think that was because when women used to wear dresses. So I think that's it. I think that's where that all came from. But anymore.
But that's right.
Yeah, you don't have that.
Hmm.
We're all equal now. Put the bar in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or they should. I mean, I wear dresses, man. They should just eliminate the bar for everybody.
Ooh. And there's good kilt. Reason sometimes. Yes, in the kilt.
Okay, let's see here. Men are from Mars. Speaking of this, men are from Mars. Women are from
Venus. Yeah.
This is playing at the Temple Theater. Starts on Tuesday, runs through April 14th. Based on the Broadway hit comedy and the book, the 1980s number one best-selling
book.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
By Jim
I got it.
So it's a one-man show, and you can guess what it's about.
Men are from Mars and women are from Venus.
Is that true?
I think so. Yeah, the whole premise of that, I think, is that men are warriors, and we're, we're hunters, and we go to gun shows when they're out at the fairgrounds. Women, on the other hand, are kinder and gentler. That's what they say.
So, well, I definitely agree with kinder.
Do you? Not so sure about the gentle part, but yeah. So, yeah, men are from Mars, women are from Venus, whatever.
Yep. Or whatever, something. How about this? The Sound of Music. Stephen's Auditorium.
The Hills Are Alive.
Thursday, 7:30 p.m.
Really?
Brand new production of The Sound of Music is currently on tour across North America. The spirited and beloved musical story of Maria. And the Von Trapp family. Well, once again, thrill audiences with its Tony, Grammy, and Academy Award-winning best score, including My Favorite Things,
mm-hmm.
Do-Re-Mi, Climb Every Mountain,
yep,
Edelweiss,
Edelweiss,
and the title song, The Sound of Music.
Yeah.
Hmm.
The Hills Are Alive.
You know, I've never seen this.
What?
Nope.
Not even on the TV?
I don't even know what it's about, except I assume it's maybe about The Sound of Music. But I don't know how you play that
how
out.
How could you not have seen this? This is like, yeah. What were you doing?
I don't know. Was it on TV?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's been on television, movie. I mean, yeah, it's all over the place.
Hmm. What is it about?
Well, it's about this woman that goes to care for these children.
Uh-huh.
And it's in Germany.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, she befriends the kids, and the father's kind of a strict guy, and they're, you know, anyway, mm-hmm. they all end up leaving and escaping Germany because of the Nazis and stuff.
Oh,
so
gotcha.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, so was there no music?
No, it's The Sound of Music. The Hills Are Alive with The Sound of Music.
The Hills Are Alive.
And Edelweiss.
All right.
It's good stuff.
I would like
you
to
should
see
go
it,
see it.
I would like to. Every Tuesday is Team Trivia Night at Social Club.
Yeah?
Yep.
Team Trivia?
Next week. How's your trivia? I didn't bring a trivia question this time.
Pretty good. I, you know, and again, I don't know anything about anything post 2010.
I can, got a little hole in your game
there. I just don't pay attention. I do know Sound of Music. You know,
you know, right. You can nail that one.
Yeah. Trivia. Team Trivia at the Social Club.
Yeah.
That Tuesday, did you say?
Every Tuesday. All right. Yep. Every last Wednesday is board game night, and that happens to be this month at the Social Club also.
Board game. like Monopoly and
or
Clue.
Or Trivia.
And...
Maybe they're, I wonder if they play Trivia or if that like competition for Ooh. Trivia night.
I don't know.
What's your favorite board game?
You know, I used to really like Monopoly.
Me too. I don't think people play it anymore.
I don't think so, but we would do Monopoly. It would last forever. I mean, it would be like, you know, we'd be 3 hours,
yeah.
4 hours
oh,
in Monopoly.
Least, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Just, who's got the time anymore?
Yeah.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $20.
Yeah, we didn't always play by the right rules either, which makes it longer. We put a bunch of money in free parking every time, so people would have, you know, if you always have money coming, you never run out of money.
Right. I'm telling you. It's just a crazy game.
All right. Let's
Do you
see
know,
what else, yeah.
there's a story behind it. I just read this story.
Yeah.
There's a woman who created Monopoly.
Hmm.
And she sold the patent rights for like $200.
Hmm.
But it wasn't called Monopoly. It was called something else.
Yeah.
Okay, she sold the rights for $200, and this guy took it and made bazillions.
$200.
Yeah, that was what the patent went for.
Real money or Monopoly money?
No, real money. She collected her $200.
Says don't collect $200.
Oh, yeah, right.
She should have taken her own advice.
Took it.
Yeah. You ever invent a game?
No. I don't think. No.
Should.
Invent a game?
Every once in a while, I've got an idea.
Do you? Like, what would it entail? What kind of a game?
Well, in high school, I made up a game called, and I've always played it since, and it's a hit at parties. It's called Advanced Championship Battle War Royale.
Advanced Championship Battle Royale.
That's right. So you played War, you know, where it's the card game.
Card game, yeah.
It's like that, but it takes away all the downsides of War. Like, you can play more than one-on-one, and there's a strategy to it as well.
Mm.
It's pretty cool. Everybody likes it. The
problem
is it takes slightly too long to explain the rules.
Okay.
Like, to make a successful game, you have to do the rules in like less than a couple hundred words. Probably less than 100 words. And I need probably twice that many.
Wow. Complicated game.
It's not that complicated, but it's just...
Does it move fast?
Yeah, once you know the rules, it moves real fast.
So you gotta learn the rules, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
You could hold
classes.
It's a
sweet game.
You could hold classes.
Yeah.
You could do a
video. Make a YouTube video. It's not that hard. It just takes a minute.
Then you're in.
Then, yeah. It takes basically, you gotta play one time.
Battle Royale.
Advanced Championship Battle War Royale.
Ooh, I like saying that. That's good.
Or Mega War. I can't say
Mega War. Ooh, that's even better.
You like that better?
Mega War, yeah.
Mega War.
Yeah, that's much more masculine. Battle Royale could be a little bit.
Yeah,
Mega War.
Yeah, I made that title before the.
Is there something?
Isn't there
else?
A movie called
Mega War?
War Royale or something? 007.
No, it's Casino Royale.
Casino Royale.
It's all right. Jeff Bitz, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jeff.
You betcha.
All right, Jeff Bitz, ladies and gentlemen. He is with City View Magazine. He is the managing editor there, and then he comes in every Friday to talk about what's going on this weekend into next week. All right, that wraps it up for another week. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us all week long. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. Sales and marketing falls to Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For Jeff Bitz, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Yeah. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.